Good morning, my brothers and sisters. On this episode number 291 of the Good Morning Guys podcast, thank you so much for joining us on this fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night, as we are talking about the game of life amidst the other games we love to watch and play. I am one of your hosts, the Brazilian Mountaineer and Transition Ninja, Lucas Ham Swisher. Along with me, to my left, apparently. Left. Dang it. Left. I have to be like a T-Rex to do this. My left, the judge, jury, and executioner of spoilers and fake news. Why did I invert that?
What? Patrick Bonomo. Only 291 episodes.
Oh, my God.
You're focusing, you're focusing so too much unnatural. On camera placement.
Dyslexia is in full force tonight.
Also with us, and me, for that matter, we can't go without saying the formerly final member of the GMG Quadfecti with Doctor Who on his brain, La Carreta in his old stomach, and music in his heart, Mark Boucher.
Boom! Are you now boom. Trying to figure out boom, how to boom. Invert
trying
everything?
Different things out? I mean, it's been so many episodes of saying the same thing, so I might as well mix it up.
Yeah, I like it.
Finally, it. The newest final member of the GMG crew. In Quadfecta, the Silent Sneezer and North Kakalakian, who may or may not have had dinner yet, are Howdy Hey Hey Handyman Hank McCoy, Ryan Isley.
Howdy Hey Hey.
So good to see you, my friends. So good to be here with you. After 45 minutes of technical difficulties, you're welcome. So
everyone should know Mozilla Firefox sucks.
Yep, it's now to be known as Mozilla Crap Fox or Fire Crap. Oh, Fire Crap's way better.
Ooh, Fire Craps.
Yeah, Fire Crap. Fire Crap. This is our astronomically awesome April, so I hope you're ready. Okay. There is an eclipse later, soon.
There is an eclipse.
So therefore, the astronomical. And awesome because, well, that's us, the awesome garbage truck on fire you have joined us. If you're new with us, well, click it or tick it.
That's it. It's the law.
It's the law. Yeah, so we're glad you're joined. Or unless you have that automatic belt that comes up and like grabs you right in the face. Like
those are the worst.
Are those still made?
Are those still a thing? Like do they put those?
There's the reason why those went away.
That's coming after me. Close the door, looking out the window, and you're like, ah.
All okay. of a sudden the Skynet logo pops up.
Yeah. Let's jump into what's new news with us, and we're gonna start with Orion. Hope music.
Well, cool. Hey howdy, hey hey again.
Oh, you added an extra hey there.
I'm gonna
hey
I'm
howdy, gonna, hey, hey.
Hey howdy, hey, hey.
Hey hey howdy. Well,
in real life, IRL, it's been a lot of just a lot of the same. So just work. Things work, slowly work. Descending into chaos at work.
Slowly? How slowly?
Well, a little bit more rapidly than I think. I think everyone's kind of getting tired of working there. I got that feeling this week.
You're going to have a walkout? Like, is everybody just going to be like, you know what? We're done.
Strike.
I can't walk out because I don't have another job lined up yet. So
yeah.
I'll still be there. But only from the hours of 8 to 5. And then after that, they're just going to have to figure it out. Now, we also have a mandatory conference that I have to go to that is up in Virginia, actually, on the 22nd of this month.
Whereabouts in Virginia?
It'll be in McLeansville.
Oh, so you're Northern Virginia.
Yeah. That's where the AKA headquarters
Die
is.
AKA Hardville.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Let's go.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yeah, so that'll be a waste of time because it's...
I mean, but it's still like it's a trip. Like,
yeah.
Are you like one of those people that just prefer to work instead of like going
for these types of things? Yes, 100%. Yeah. I would rather
what kind
just
of conference is it? Like, what do you learn how to be a better handyman? Like
a leadership conference, so what because I'm a manager. because I'm the maintenance
tidy, tighty, lefty, loosey.
But none of the content is really for me. It's more so like, it's really kind of just like a big giant corporate thing for them to like pat themselves on the back and just be like, these are the things that we're doing. Here's where we're trying to be in the next blah, blah years. And I did it last year and I was just like, eh, like there's nothing here for me. Like nothing. I could have been doing work orders or other things. Yeah. So, but that's fine. You want to potentially fly me out to Northern Virginia? Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Not on my money. That's fine. Fine by me.
That's the best part.
What else is going on?
How was your Easter?
Easter was good. Easter was busy. Yeah, Easter Day was busy. I don't think we had two Easter services. I was there at 6 o'clock in the morning because we are a mobile campus.
Sunrise service, baby.
Yeah, it felt like sunrise service. It was literally sunrise service because we were putting the stage and everything together. So,
you guys ever do sunrise service?
I have.
Yes, when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to. I do not miss those days.
When I was serving at my last church, we had a sunrise at our church. So, yep. The one time I did it, though.
By the look on Patrick's face.
What is sunrise?
Patrick would have been the last one to find out about Jesus. Jesus, he rose on the fourth day, right? No, Patrick,
sunset that's when service you woke sounds up and way you better. You
heard about it.
Yeah, that's Jesus, not how that
works. Awake for how long?
You know how many times they're like, hey, we're waking up for the sunrise, and I don't, because it's like, you want to wake up early? What are you, insane?
Nah, man. The one time I led a sunrise service, though, it was like pouring rain, though, so it kind of lost the effect a little bit.
Yeah, it loses the allure when the sun doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had some when I was growing up, when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember doing those and being like, there was a sunrise service, and there was also at my old like hometown church when I was growing up, we would always put on plays, like reenacting what we thought it was like
during the sunrise service, as if you were like there. Let's reenact it like we're there. Yes. That's awesome. Wow, that's way cooler.
It was super whack because it was just
everybody a sunrise service.
It was everybody had on like, because you know, no one has on like, no one's wearing their types of clothing.
Where are we going with this?
No, sorry.
No one's wearing what, Ryan?
Who's wearing clothes? Everyone's what kind of church is this? No.
What kind of sunrise service did you do? Yeah.
My church is weird.
It's no. The church of the nudist colony.
Yeah. No one like has all that like, you know, linen cloth clothing and stuff like that. So everyone just put on like bathrobes and towels.
Yeah.
To recreate what they dollar might store have
version of it.
Wore. Yes, nice. It was very much less than the dollar store.
It was the Bed Bath and Beyond version of Wish.
Yeah, it was the Wish version of, yeah. Wish version. So we did I feel like, good grief, as long as I can remember as being a kid, there was a sunrise service and there was always a play.
Really?
That's I was always in it.
Mine feels really like boring. We actually gathered in the parking lot of our nearby dam, like Tiger's Dam, where the water goes from a lake to a river, and that's just where we met. I don't know why. It was like a higher point in the city. And we would just meet in the parking lot, and we would meet with like another church, and just someone would have a guitar and we'd sing, someone would give a little devotional, and then we'd go back to bed and then go to church at 9, 10 o'clock. Later in the morning.
Oh no, this was like full-fledged church. Like we went, it was like okay. It you yeah, 6 o'clock you was there, and it was just, I mean, we got out early, but early was like 10. So like,
wow,
like 10 a.m and they were like, yeah, we could come on back and we could do 11. I was like, no, I'm going to sleep.
We could do that.
We could, but I won't.
Yeah. So that kind of, yeah, that's basically it. Easter was good.
Good.
In fake life, right. Oh, there's a wild wife has appeared.
Wild wife sighting.
So yeah, in fake life, it has been. I haven't really played any games on my console. I've gotten on. I tried to get back into Liza P. I forgot completely where I was. There was a giant boss that I was running away from immediately. So I was like, probably going to just put this down for a minute until I remember where I was.
Yeah, those games, you can't walk away for too long.
You really lose. Can't. I don't think I walked away for too long. I want to finish it, but like, it's not like a high priority. I just jumped back into, did a couple of missions on Assassin's Creed 2. Like that game. I feel like I'm not following the story enough because I'm having too much fun just running on rooftops and stabbing the people. They're like, hey, you need to get down from here. Nope.
Don't you tell me what to do.
You need to get down from here.
Yeah, and then they fall and die. And then my wanted level goes up, and then I'm like, just trying to kill everybody. But the problem is, I keep forgetting the buttons every time I get back on that game. So, like, I completely forget all combat buttons.
That's the worst.
Only good at, like, running and parkour. I'm not good at
fighting. Yeah, well.
So, it is what it is. Most of my week, this past week, has been solely devoted to Survivor IO, that game that I downloaded at the yes, Patrick.
That one-handed game is like,
dude. What? I re-downloaded it. Empire I put Survivors? It on my iPad.
Oh, on the iPad.
I put it on my iPad so I have a bigger screen, and that's like at night, like normally around this time. That's what I'm doing.
I bet time flies when you're playing that game.
Yep, Mark's got it.
So I downloaded it too.
Yes. We need to be friends. that's really all I've been playing. Like that's been more consistent than anything. I have started watching The Chosen again. I thought I was almost done. Turns out I'm not. I think I got like three more episodes. I'm on I think episode 8 of season 3 now. I don't know.
No, that should be the last of season 3. Is that the last episodes? Yeah.
Was it 8 or 9?
No, 8.
Okay, well, never mind then. I guess the two that I watched the other day. I've been watching them at work on lunch break.
Nice.
Nice.
Just nice to watch.
I could not do that. My coworkers would walk by and see me like just crying and weeping.
I haven't been crying, but I've also been like, my coworkers don't really come to the shop very much. So I don't have to really worry about it. So that's where I just sit and have my quiet time, watch The Chosen. I did, however, also watch, because one of my friends told me that it came back on, the second half of, or I've caught up with whatever's out of the second half of Invincible off of...
last episode dropped today.
I will be watching that probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
I forgot how good that show was. I forgot how much I missed it. I love it.
So Kristen several times has been like, are you going to watch Invincible? Like, I thought you liked that show. And I was like, I do like that show, but just for some reason, like I have not watched any of season 2 yet. So I was like, maybe I just need to go ahead and do it. Cause like, I really liked season 1. I very much enjoyed it.
We have a Mel sighting for those who didn't know.
Yep, a wife is in the building.
She's always watching.
So, Invincible, have you ever heard of The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Okay, so the creator of The Walking Dead, his name is Robert Kirkman. He made another comic book that they made into a cartoon, which is like a lot more gritty superhero type show. Where it's about, you know, this guy who's going to he's going off to college, and his dad, he and his dad have powers. They have superpowers, and there's a story that unfolds within that that I can't really get into without spoilers, but it's basically like a gritty superhero type show with comedy elements.
Pat's looking up pictures right now online right now.
Patrick,
it's animated.
Shown her The Boys?
Probably out.
Yeah, The Boys, she would not be able to watch that show because that is too
that is above too pay grade.
Insane of a watched, show.
If you ever watch
the first season with you.
Okay, yeah. If you watch The Boys, yes, it's that, I'm but animated. Sure I watched
the first season. And I would say it's a little bit tamer than The Boys.
It's a little bit tamer, yeah. It's a little bit tamer than The Boys.
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a skosh. yeah, that's pretty much it. I love it.
Yep. I'll have to go back and watch the season because my wife keeps asking me, like, aren't you going to go back to that? I'm like,
I'll read the story on Wikipedia and let you know what I think.
Fair enough.
We also have an Ellie in this.
Hey!
Oh, a dog too. I feel left out. My wife's not down here.
I don't show up very often. Pat had a story. He wanted me to tell you guys a story. That's the only reason.
Ooh, story time with Mel.
Also, I don't think I have anything.
You may see a good night, everybody, from Mark tonight.
Yeah, I apologize in advance, Mark.
All right. Fair enough.
So, while Pat was working this afternoon, Clark and I were upstairs there on spring break, and we were somehow talking about Pompeii, and I went down the rabbit hole of watching Pompeii videos because it just piqued my curiosity. So I watched this like BBC like recreation of the last day of Pompeii, and so it showed like the life of like different slaves to like middle class people to like the upper class people, and just showed you how they lived their last day basically. And one of the scenes, like right after I watched the scene, Pat walks up and I told him what I was watching. And it's basically it's called this, they discovered this room and it's called a tullery, which I'd never heard of. And it's a room where they would clean laundry or clothing material of sorts. But they would collect human urine because apparently the acidity in urine gets grease out of material. And so Pat's like, what are you watching? I'm like, well, I'm watching a Pompeii pee video. Because
Pompeii.
That is the title of this episode.
Pompeii pee video.
And that's exactly what Pat said. And that's exactly why he wanted me to come down and tell this story.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Pat's lobbing them up. Softball this year.
Yes. There's more. What about the pee? What do they do with the pee?
So,
I'm sad there's
not grease.
There's more.
You're telling me.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, I need to clarify. Someone has grease on them. And I'm like, here, let me help you. And I just start peeing on them. Exactly. That's doing them a service.
The people who, they tax
the people?
Urine. The government taxes urine. So they collect the urine.
A urine tax?
There's a stone, like this giant stone bath that the slaves would
step.
They're like making wine. But they're like stomping in the urine water.
And I'm done.
Lucas, is Pompeii somewhere close to Sodom and or Gomorrah? Because that's how they got wiped out.
I mean, it's on that side of like, kind of, but not really. No, yeah. I mean, it's there's a body of water between them.
People were gross back in the day. Goodness.
God was probably we've seen this before. No.
Thou shalt not stompeth in urine.
And then soon after that, volcano.
How dare you people?
God sitting at his keyboard watching that, just got a no button. He's like, nope.
What the heck? There was a pee tax? That doesn't make any sense.
They didn't go into detail.
The poop tax is next? Like, what?
I took care of this with water before. Now let's do it with fire. Fire and lava.
Ellis, is this my third or fifth pee? I have to know which one I'm supposed to give for taxes.
Oh my gosh.
Then they went on to tell other factual historical information other than that.
That was the most interesting one.
No, that was definitely the most interesting.
It was definitely something I had never heard of. before.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that one very often.
Supposed to be strung together in a sentence like that.
We are all so much more knowledgeable now.
I'm glad I can impart some wisdom.
I've been edumacated tonight.
Yes.
This is how they used to do it. Enjoy your first world, please.
P-tax. Wow. I'm gonna try to make that my new Xbox.
I know. How much? I mean, like, geez, like, could you, like, was there a black market for this stuff? Like, what?
Pompeii P-tax.
Pompeii P-tax. That's gonna be my next Xbox name. That's it. Write that down. Shouldn't nobody have that?
You'd be surprised.
You're right. You're right.
Oh. Wow. There's very few times I learned something that's really, like, both new, fresh, and just blows my mind that this is reality. This is real life. That's right. That's exactly right, Ellie.
Usually it's Rayla, but not tonight. Right? It's Ellie.
Yeah. They sound so similar. I wasn't sure which dog it was.
Where is Rayla?
She's actually being pretty quiet. I had to mute her once, but she's just doing her thing in the yard. She's guarding. Yep. Oh, sorry, Ellie. Yeah, your garden, too.
I think that's enough. Melanie's going to go take care of the dog.
Ellie is Mel's manager. It's like, they don't pay you enough to talk anymore. Get out of there now before they start taking advantage of you. All right. Well, since Mel started it, Patrick, do you two want to give a wife, husband update? What's going on with Earl, Iffle, Iggle?
You know all the Earl, Iffle, and Iggle.
Come on, Mel.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
I know you've
told in real life.
Fake life and...
It's new.
And game new. Life. No, I was close.
I don't know.
It's in God life.
In God life.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, he's got his hanky out.
There's no pee on
my
there,
life
right?
has been boring the same. We had a lot of Easter celebrations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually got to stand out in the rain at church. He signed up to do parking lot duty to welcome people, you know?
You were the roadie. Time.
And he's like, hey, you want to come out and join that with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. This was like a few days before Easter. And little did we know that it was going to be like a torrential downpour for like an hour when we get there into the parking lot. And I'm not wearing the right shoes or outfit or have a big enough umbrella for this scenario.
Good times.
So I said, honey, you're on your own.
Yeah, that was wild.
He had the golf umbrella and the actual gym shoes for that.
That was the only one out there.
For good reason.
That's the least I could do. I mean, it's Easter. Jesus rose from the dead. He died on the cross. It's the least I can do is stand out in the rain.
Yeah. You're holding down the parking lot.
I chose to do my serving in the rain at church. So.
Ah, it's raining there, too.
You're a great
raining poop. Bunch of
Pompeii stuff in there.
Yeah, you got your taxes, though, right? You got
those your pee and poop tax. Babies.
Like, hey. Give me your taxes.
Yeah. File your 1099-P.
Just rocking the gag reflex right now.
Marcus over there like,
Mel, leave, please.
Love you, Mel, but...
What have you done?
I don't get grossed out. Being a teacher, we deal with, especially an early childhood teacher, you deal with wet shoestrings, and you're like, what's on that shoestring? Oh. Can you tie my
shoe? You know exactly what's on that shoestring.
Yeah.
Why is this so wet?
Did any of it hit the toilet? Any of it?
I also have a son that, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they don't pee in the toilet at all. They don't. They just don't.
It makes me think of that scene from, if you've ever seen the movie Daddy Daycare, where the kid's like, I missed. What do you mean you missed? And Eddie Murphy's like looking down and to the left and up. And he's like,
up.
Yeah.
That's also how Clark looks for things when you say, hey, where are your shoes? Like looking up and around. And why would they?
Oh my God, that's Kingston. That is absolutely.
I don't know. My life has been pretty boring this week.
Fair enough. You got any update? Yep.
Patrick, you and
I. Oh, yeah.
Support your wife here.
Of course.
Just
so
leaving her hanging. She's like, well,
I'm looking for his shoes. You know, just tag me in. I'm good. Yeah. So just talking about Easter Sunday, we were there for quite a few hours And so that's Easter Sunday for me. Like I serve in different areas at church. And so this Sunday I was welcoming people. And then as soon as I was done welcoming people, we went up to service. And then after like a couple minutes before service, I went to go work at the hub, which is the informational center, and greet new guests, you know, provide information to anybody who has any questions. I did that. And then right when the next service was about to start, I went over to our Grow Zone, which is our first grade to fifth grade kids area. I was in there for the entire service. And then when the service let out, I bounced out of there, went back to the hub to do the same thing, greet new guests and provide information and all that. So it was a pretty busy Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
I always say wherever they need me, you know, I'm going to be. At some point, you know, I've been approached by three different people to do security there. So because of they notice how I am aware of things that are going on in the lobby area, and they want me to be the eyes and ears of things going around there. So maybe at some point I'll move to security, but I don't think I'm going to do that until I'm out of the Grow Zone and Clark is out of the Grow Zone, because he's currently in there.
Yeah, he's more years.
Yeah, he's only in third grade, and once he's finished his fifth grade, he'll move to the middle school area. But so I got a couple more years.
So if you do security, what kind of heat are you going to be packing? Like a pepper spray,
boomerang,
holy water? There's like
a couple people in security. They are packing.
Yeah,
they are. So
many of our people.
We have a lot of like retired police officers, military people.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I may or may not go through that process. I just don't. I'm not a big gun guy, anyways. So I mean, shotgun and handgun and a lot of stuff. But
nobody said it had to be a gun.
Just only one.
Put on a katana.
I just get
yeah.
Well, I think you're playing too much Assassin's Creed.
He's got like one of those, like the
hidden
the,
blades in his wrist.
Blade, yeah.
Hidden blade, dude.
Or maybe I'll get one of those play Spider-Man things, put them on my wrist, and just
web them up.
Web someone.
Yeah, web them to a pew and make them watch the service. Like, yeah. You need Jesus.
It's non-lethal. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for.
It's what you're looking for.
Just enough to be a deterrent.
Exactly.
I'm gonna come back to this church.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's part of security. But yeah, so sticking with the kind of God life, because that's pretty much a lot of what happened this past week. You guys know, and a few people know, but for the past 2.5 years, I've been in that Bible app. And in the app, there is a streak. And if you're in the Bible app, it continues to go. Continues to move up, you know. So a couple years ago when I was doing this, you know, 3-4 years ago when I was doing this, I was getting to like 50 straight days in the app, 100 straight days a couple times. And then in 2021, I was like, I want to do this forever, you know, kind of thing. So I was my first goal was like, just get through the year, do 365 days, get it done. And I did it. And I was like, all right, might as well just keep going. Let's do it for all of 2022, or 23. Did it all. And in 2024, I reached 1,000 straight days in the Bible app.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. You know, I have learned, so much more doing this on a daily basis. I've become more appreciative of certain verses. Some verses I'm like, I don't know what this means. And I'll look a little deeper into it, find out what the context is, what the meaning is, who said it, and things like that. Because the app, you know, you read the verse and you're like, and it's just a verse in the Bible. It doesn't go through. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but Ellie is barking.
Absolutely.
We're both in here. So she's like, hey, let me in.
Well, I almost
went to
the basement.
Yeah. So, it's been an awesome ride. I don't plan on stopping. I'm at like 1,004 or 1,005 days now. So, it's been awesome. So I get home. Congrats. See, that happened on on Saturday. Congrats. So I was able to get that. Goodness gracious.
Gosh, she is so
Rayla.
Shut it, little Raylinia. Little mini Rayla. She is not very appreciative. You let her in and she's like,
this is what happens when Mel's down here. It's all riled up.
She's giving you like the third degree. Like,
so I'm gonna sign out.
Fair enough. Wow. Bye, Mel.
Bye, Mel.
Nice to meet you digitally.
Yeah, she said goodnight, everybody. That was like the first goodnight, everybody. That that was a normal goodnight, everybody.
Yep.
So we went to church, and we had on Easter Sunday, we're gonna go over to my parents' house for dinner and hangs and all that. So I had like 3 hours to kill. So I watched Passion of the Christ.
Wow.
On Sunday. I saw it when it first came out, and when did that movie come out?
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I saw it when it first came out, and I didn't start going back to church until 2006, 2007. Uh-huh. So after being in church for quite a bit of time and going through the Bible app and kind of going through The Chosen. And
2004.
All that stuff. I kind of forgot a lot about the movie as far as just how real it felt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It felt so, so real. And just seeing it, it was heart-wrenching just seeing like if that's really what happened, you know, that bad. And it was like Chosen, like a rated R Chosen. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And I got a little emotional watching it. Like, seriously, just it was rough to watch. I forgot how almost the entire movie, he is getting beaten. almost the entire movie.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it was. I had a whole different perspective on it than I did when I watched it 20 years ago. It was a perfect time to watch it. I read a little bit about the conversations that Mel Gibson had with Jim Caviezel about, you know, Mel Gibson approached Jim Caviezel about this role, and he's like, people are gonna hate you for doing this.
Yeah,
and Jim Caviezel was like, I don't care. You know, this story needs to be told, and he's like, I want to do this. I felt like I was born for this. Regardless of whether I work in the industry ever again, this is the role I was born to do. Like, it was just an amazing interview about that. Like,
Do you hear all the stuff he went through just in filming that? Like, he got struck by lightning. I think he broke ribs. He got hypothermia. He actually had to have a couple heart surgeries because of that. Like, he went through it.
He got the cat of nine tails when they're doing the whipping scene. He got actually sliced by that.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's just once. And he had to have stitches and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's crazy. So. It was wild reading up and watching some of that stuff after that. So my 3 hours in between church and family time, I'm just like, whew, this is a lot of stuff going on in my life right now.
That is.
that was God life basically over the weekend. My daughter turned 14 past weekend this past week. Mm-hmm. So another year and a half, and she's gonna be driving. I could not believe it. You know, when Facebook and Google say, hey, look at this stuff that happened 10 years ago or 9 years ago. I'm like, man, where has the time gone?
Yep.
Where in the world has the time gone? So
you going to let her drive the Camry when she start driving?
That's 100%. She's taking that car and I'm going to get another one. Yeah. This 2001 Toyota Camry is I'm just making sure that it makes it to her. So then I can get something. 100%. So
good plan.
Yeah. This week, Claire is on spring break.
Woo! So
we finished Spider-Man Far From Home, and the next Marvel movie series after that is WandaVision. WandaVision. I think there's like 8 episodes in.
Yeah,
we watched 6 or 7 episodes in 13 minutes of one episode. And she's like, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
in the middle of the episode. I was like, I turn off movies in the middle of movies, but I never turned off in the middle of a 20-minute episode. You think I'm a monster. I have created
your daughter is a monster.
Goodness.
I am done.
Are you proud of your work?
I was like, we probably have like 8 more minutes. She's like, I'm just going to bed. I'm tired.
Must be genetic.
Like, don't tell me what to do, Dad.
All right. You know what? All right. So we're almost finished with WandaVision. We have an episode and 8 minutes left or something like that.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
yeah. So on the gaming front, still been playing WWE 2K24. And I tell you what, shout out to Tim Pollen. He sent, so we've been talking back
and forth.
Bacon.
Talking about back and forth, and he's got a couple PS3s and he's not using. So he sent me a PS3. And so I haven't had a PS3 for like, I don't know, 8 years, because I had 2 PS3s that had the yellow light of death, like back to back within like 1 month of each other. And I'm like, what in the world? So I never bought one. So I've been wanting to go back and play all the games that I never got to play. He sent me his PS3. He also sent me like 20 games.
Wow.
Good. So I have a plethora of games that I can play. And so I'm excited, like Captain America, Super Soldier, Thor, X-Men, Origins, which is apparently way better than the movie.
Oh, man, I have that game. I haven't played it yet.
That's low-hanging fruit there. There's a low bar.
Yeah. Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
He sent me some X-Men Shattered Dimensions or something like that. And he was going to send me Spider-Man Edge of Time, and I texted him, and he says he opened up the case and it wasn't in there. Ooh. And he said those games are hard to find anyways. And I was like, what do you mean hard to find? So I just looked up Captain America Super Soldier, and that one is going for a pretty penny. And Shattered Dimensions, another one that is going for a pretty penny, like over $100 kind of money for an old PS3 game. And I'm like, Tim, what did you just do? How much do I really owe you for sending me this stuff? And he's like, don't sell it. So whatever you do, just don't sell it. He's like, I don't want any money for anything that I have given you. Just give it to church. And I was like, done, 100%. I'm not gonna send him money. I'm not gonna do anything. Just back to church. So, thank you, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Awesome,
that's Timmy. That's awesome.
I'm gonna have a ton of fun. So I got it. I got it yesterday in the mail, and he was nice. He wiped the PS3, and after he wiped it, he did all of the IP updates for it, and so it's all up to date. All I needed to do was just sign in, do some settings, and I'm ready. And so I was getting ready. I'm looking through all my old games that I bought online, and I started downloading a couple. And then my daughter comes down as I'm doing this. She's like, hey, can my friends spend the night tonight and also sleep in the man cave?
Ooh,
I'm like, I so wanted to say no. I was like, I just got this PS3, I've been one for 8 years, and you want to take it away from me? So I said yes, and so I have not played the PS3 yet, but it's this sitting there waiting for me to play.
There you go.
Your time will come. You're a nice young man too.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, it's just video games, you know, her friends coming over, it's fine.
You're like, yeah. Only if you'll play PS3 with me for 3 hours.
You can watch. I mean, that wouldn't have been a lot of time for them, because they stayed up till 5 a.m.
Golly.
Good Lord.
Definitely on spring break.
Yep. Woo! Spring break and being 14. Mm. Yeah, that's about it for me.
That's about it. All right. Sweet. Next up. Marcus Boucheikis, what's up?
Yes, sir. Mark,
do you have any Pompeii type of stories?
You will
for
get
us?
None of that. Pompeii from me. You will get absolutely none of that from me.
Pompeii PM Poo Packs?
Pax Romana?
Pax West.
So, on the Earl side of things, well, actually, let's do the In God Life side of things first, just because sadly it's the shortest. I will say, you know, once we finished the whole like Holy Week thing, I'm looking for something new in terms of a devotional. I know you guys are doing the Through the Word stuff. I kind of want to look for something that's got like a video element to it. And I know that
spoken gospel.
Okay. I can take a look
or
at that.
Or any of the Bible Project stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love the Bible Project stuff. I know that the YouVersion app has some devotionals that are video-oriented. Because I've done like audio, and I've done trying to read, and I'm trying to find something that works best for me where I'm going to stick with it. Because that's my problem. It's like, I'm really good at starting, but like keeping it going is the big thing. So I have mad respect for Pat and the fact that he's kept it up for 1,000 days.
Yeah, it's become a habit, and I need it now. I don't look on for the streak anymore. The streak is fine. The streak is great, but I crave it now.
Sure.
I'm at 50.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm on the lookout for that. And I'm also going to file this under In God Life. So we are setting a date again for recording my album.
Let's go, man. Nice.
So we'll be starting that. Hopefully it looks like the weekend of the 3rd and the 4th. May 3rd and 4th.
May the 4th.
Yeah, I told the band I'm working with, I'm like, you guys better show up dressed as Jedi.
Cantina crew. You need like a secret track in your album.
Yeah.
If you were watching it on Spotify and play it backwards, it plays.
There you go.
The Cantina song.
But yeah, so we're looking to get back into that, get started with it. I'm also working on teaching it to our worship team at our church to be able to introduce that. So that'll be good. I'm excited to finally dust off these songs after sitting on them for months. Hopefully the Lord will be honored and people will come to worship through it.
True that.
How was Easter Sunday for you with your voice and everything?
So here's the thing. Like, we're a very small church. So church on Easter Sunday consists of Easter breakfast, which was great. I was super thankful that one of the ladies in the church actually made what she likes to call Mark flavored stuff that I can eat.
So very Mark flavored.
Yeah. So she made like an egg casserole and some cinnamon rolls that, you know, don't have any milk or anything. Like it was like almond milk. And stuff like that I could eat.
Lady.
Yes, it was very nice of her. But church consists of the Easter breakfast in place of our typical Sunday school hour, and then one service after that. So we don't have like multiple services like some churches do. We have like 50 people in our church on a good day. So we're very small. But service went well because I've been tag teaming with other people on the team. So I'm not singing every song like I used to. Not leading every song. So like I led 3 songs this past Sunday, and then somebody else on the team led a couple songs. So it makes it a lot easier. I'm not putting as much stress on the voice. And the nice thing is, I'll actually have voice therapy starting up before we go in to record. So I'll have some of that under my belt, and hopefully that will help some. I don't know how quickly it will help, but we'll see. So excited to get in the studio and start working on these songs. We're probably going to have to do it real slowly just because of my voice. So instead of like multiple weekends in a row, it may have to be like one weekend a month kind of thing. But I want to make it happen. I really feel like I want to, you know, I really feel I'm led to put these songs out. And so I'm pushing to get it done. So we'll see how it goes.
You're done.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
Yep. I appreciate it. But in the Earl side of things, so I watched a movie, a particular movie that is from the makers of John Wick, if you like that kind of stuff. But this movie is John Wick meets World War II. It is.
Oh, that's that one that you were telling me about.
Yeah, this is a movie called Sisu, S-I-S-U. And
who's in Sisu? Who's in that?
It's all like European actors, like Finnish. The movie is set in Finland. And so I don't think there's anybody like American well-known, you know, or British actor, at least not that I'm aware of. But Sisu is basically, it's that type of like super violent action flick kind of thing about a gold prospector during World War II, in Finland. And he used to be part of the Finnish army, and he's, you know, retired from that and has switched to prospecting gold. And he comes upon like a huge wealth of gold, and he's like really trying to hold on to it. And he encounters a bunch of Nazis that are trying to take his gold. And so that's the whole idea. And the movie is very, very violent. The main character is like, you know, he was in the army and he's like, he basically refuses to die. He's got all sorts of like, you know, scarring and wounds and stuff like that all over him. And it's very intense. It was a very enjoyable action type flick. So I highly recommend it if you're into, yeah. Pat sent a clip from the movie where a certain character gets a big old knife through his head.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. He's super dead. Real dead.
he's ultra dead.
Yeah, he is very much dead. It's that kind of movie where it's very sort of over the top gory violence. But if you can handle that, then you know it's a really cool action flick. And who doesn't want to see Nazis getting owned?
Inglourious Bastards, right? Is still one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that.
Buongiorno.
But yeah, highly recommend it if you're into that kind of stuff. So check it out. Sisu, S-I-S-U. Sisu is apparently an untranslatable kind of word for just like bare knuckle courage, like can't keep me down, nothing's like can't die type courage.
All right. So. I pulled it up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And after 184 actual reviews, 94%.
Yeah, it's a solid flick.
That's audience crazy. Review, MBD gives it a 6.9 out of 10.
88% audience score. That's what I look for. Is the audience score?
The audience score.
88%. That's pretty solid.
Well, yeah, you never know with IMDb because and Rotten Tomatoes too, because they get IMDb, review bombed all of the time.
I mean, to be honest, I like the rotten to sometimes I like the Rotten Tomato, like, you know, the 0% scores. I still like them.
Fair enough. But on the complete opposite side of things, so if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that Pat and I in particular are major Power Rangers fans. Grew up watching the show.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in recent years, basically, well, as of this past year, they aired, as of right now, the final season of Power Rangers. They have
the final season.
Yeah. So Cosmic Fury, they have put the show on an indefinite hiatus. They may reboot it at some point, but yeah, it's as in that current continuity, it is done.
Oh, okay. So they're going to just reboot it and go back to the Mighty Morphin?
Well, they're not going back to Mighty Morphin. They'll basically create their own thing. That's the talk, is that they're looking to completely reboot, and it'll be its own
thing. Go back
to
the Green Ranger, the red, yellow, black, yeah, pink, you know, do all that stuff. Yeah. That is what everyone wants. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I actually liked the 2017 reboot movie that they did. I
did too.
I'm sad that they didn't. They decided not to continue with it. But
I liked it after they finally became Power Rangers.
Well, yeah, that's true. It
did. Yeah, so for the first like 40, 45 minutes, I'm like, all right. Yeah. Everyone knows this origin story. Why are we doing this? Get to the good part. Yeah, yeah. So, and I even liked the Netflix one.
Yeah.
The Always and Forever. That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Cosmic Fury has Lord Zedd in it?
They did bring Lord Zedd back. Yep.
Bruh. Yep. Okay, now I gotta watch Power Rangers some more.
Unfortunately, it is not the same voice actor for him, because the original voice actor passed away. Right. So they did have to get somebody close. But he does a serviceable job. He does a good job with it. So yeah. But yes, as of the end of Cosmic Fury.
That's wild. We're in a time where they're stopping the continuity of Power Rangers after 30 years.
Yeah. There was actually a period back in like 2010 where they basically introduced like a reboot, like a reimagined version, where they took the OG MMPR and added like stupid effects to it and recut it and things like that. And it was terrible.
Didn't work.
Yeah, it just didn't work. But other than that brief period, yeah, we've pretty much had Power Rangers for 30 years, and they just decided to stop. So, in light of that, if you're familiar with the origins of Power Rangers at all, Power Rangers is actually originally based on a Japanese television show that's been around since the 70s. It is a show called Super Sentai. Sentai means task force or squadron. And they basically, with Power Rangers, they would take the existing Super Sentai footage and then cut it with new American footage, and then put all that together and make a new show out of it. And so they've done that for 30 years, all the Power Rangers except for Cosmic Fury. They did take all the Zord battles and stuff. That was from an existing Super Sentai series. But like the suits for Cosmic Fury are American made. That's completely new. But in any case, so yeah.
They're still dinosaurs.
Basically. But they know what people like. They love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, so Super Sentai has been around since the 70s, and Super Sentai is continuing and still going on. And so their most recent series is called Boom Boomger. And I know that sounds really weird, and all of their names sound really weird because Japanese culture, but it's actually technically called Bakugai Sentai Boom Boomger is what it's called. And it is car themed. So they've gone back to that concept.
Power Rangers Turbo.
Yeah. They've done it several times. But you know, the show is super Japanese, like very much in that culture, that style of action and comedy. It's very much in that wheelhouse. To Americans, that sometimes can seem really weird, but I started to watch.
This is the picture that you sent me.
Yes. I watched the first five episodes. The nice thing is that somebody likes to translate, put subtitles, so you can actually follow along as an American and in English. So I watched the first five episodes, and I'm really liking it so far. I'm liking the car theme to it. I like the what we would call morphers, they call changers. And
Morphers is way better.
Well, yeah.
Morphers is.
But it's basically
I gotta
like,
get my changer.
Does anyone see my changer?
So it's basically
changer coins.
It's a wrist.
My coins. My changer.
Not that.
Oh, my coins.
But it's a wrist device that can come off, and it's like it looks like a like an RPM like accelerometer type thing. And mm-hmm. there's a button on the side that's like almost like a gas pedal, and they hit that button like three times, and you hear this random Japanese guy go boom, boom, times? Boom, boom. Well, it's cool when they do it.
It's like this thing's okay. Not working. What's going on?
Pause for a second because like I feel like if I was a bad guy in Power Rangers. I'm not giving you the 45 minutes that you need for all of y'all to morph. Like, we could stop this immediately with a bullet.
My favorite, there's a clip, there's like a meme video where it shows like, you're the villain watching the Power Rangers transform.
And it's just flashing lights.
It's a cat, and the cat's just staring, and it's just flashing lights.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, that's I'm not doing that. I'm not waiting for you to change.
And then they do a roll call after that, and they actually call it out on the show. And actually, they're like Alpha 5 type character is a robot type thing that turns into one of the Zords, like a giant car. But this character actually talks and everything, and he's like,
so he's Lightning McQueen.
Well, he looks more like a Transformer, like a robot. He's not like the... He doesn't stay in car
Optimus form. Prime, much cooler.
And he's like, come on, guys, you got to do the thing. And one of the Rangers is like, do we have to do that? And they're like, yeah, it's cool. And then they do a roll call thing. But yeah, overall, I'm enjoying the show. There's 5 episodes out right now. I think the 6th episode comes out this weekend. But if you're into Power Rangers and you're okay to handle the difference in culture and the difference in comedy and things like that, and you can handle watching shows with subtitles on it, check it out. Because I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
And it scratches the Power Rangers itch while Power Rangers is gone here.
Yeah.
So, of course, we had Easter. This past weekend, had our Easter service and our Easter breakfast. And then I went over to High Point, North Carolina. I'm sure you probably know. I'm sorry. I wasn't driving. I wasn't driving, Ryan. So I didn't have control over where we were going. I know. It's like an hour and a half away from him.
It's not even because I was at my parents' house.
Really?
Yeah, and they live like in Ramsor area, so that's really only a 30-minute drive from
Ramsor.
It's terrible. We have
Ramosaurus.
But so we went. And visited.
I got this Ramsor on my.
Can you take a look? look at this. I've seen a dermatologist.
That's what happens
when Pompeii Ramsor.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Don't pay your taxes.
That's what happens when you have to pay the too much Pompeii P tax.
Mm-hmm.
Ramsor. No, but we met up with Kristen's family in High Point because her uncle and aunt lived there. And so we had Easter dinner with them, which was a lot of fun. And,
where'd y'all go? Where'd y'all go eat?
Oh, we at their house, at her uncle and aunt's house. Yeah, they hosted the event.
Ryan, ever been
to her aunt and uncle's house?
I have not been inside. No, but I would show up if I got invited to the cookout. But apparently, I'm not cool enough.
First time we've ever been to their house, so it kind of feel awkward just inviting people they don't know, but maybe next time.
Man, there's plenty of people. It's fine. Just show up.
But no, it was a good time for sure. And then on the IFL side of things, I actually decided, because I've been just jonesing for something to play, and I decided to purchase and download, since I only played about an hour and a half of it, I purchased Red Dead Redemption cool. 2.
Yeah, you did.
Started playing that, and I'm about 3 hours into it.
So you're like
a little bit farther.
You're You've made it through out of the camp.
Yeah. Yep. And honestly, like it's good, but I'm not like, man, I got to go back and play this. So I've really got to continue to force myself to play. I've been told that after like 6 hours, it starts to become good.
Oh my goodness. It does.
Gotta love that.
So I just got to push through it, but like, I haven't been like really wanting to go back to it at this point. So
that's
how
I feel about Liza P. Like, yeah. I was having fun when I was consistently playing it, but then when I put it down and was like, well, I kind of want to still play it, but not really.
Yeah.
And then just go play something different.
Yeah. But yeah, played a little bit of that for sure. And then of course playing more Fortnite with my friends, excited for the Avatar event, not the blue guys, but the good one, the actual like Last Airbender.
Oh, when is that going to be?
So they've actually brought Avatar Korra into it right now. You can unlock that as a skin, but there's an event that's starting April 12th where you'll be able to get like Avatar Aang, and Appa will be a glider that you can get.
So what you're saying is I need to work some overtime so that my son can ask me, can I buy this other skin so I can be Aang?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen. He's going to ask me.
Yeah. Yeah, just get your wallet ready. Okay. But April 12th is when that event starts, so I'm excited for that. But yeah, just moving the needle on the battle pass. I am at level 86 right now. So getting close to the...
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dang, you shot up real fast.
So I will, full disclosure, my V-Bucks came in for my monthly battle pass, like the subscription that I had. So I put it towards that. So that's not all grinding.
I was going to say, dang, you put in like 40 hours to get up there.
Yeah.
So you can use your V-Bucks to upgrade your battle pass.
Yeah, you can up levels in the battle pass.
You can buy levels.
Buy levels, okay. Yeah. Yep.
You could do the same thing. There's a similar thing that Destiny 2 does where you can like pay for levels in the battle and the whatever the season pass is or whatever.
Sure.
But like, how long is a season in Fortnite?
It's usually about 2.5-3 months, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so. I guess it's about the same.
Seasons is longer. You mean chapters or?
Yeah, I guess chapters. Yeah. Well, however long those like events like that last.
So typically, a season within a chapter is about 2 to 2.5-3 months, and then you usually get about 5 of those before you start a new chapter.
Okay.
So yeah.
Got it. Patrick.
Got it. No. Get it. Nope. Good. He's confused.
Math is
he glazed
math
over.
Yeah.
Whatever. Within a chapter, there's 5.
It doesn't matter. They just like they're the master of new skins and new things.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they're really
doing a really good job.
All the shinies.
Oh yeah. Love the new shiny. Oop.
So they're like, hey, you know, we're having a Greek season now, and here comes Avatar. It's like, what?
That is a stark change.
Oh, I mean, they bring all sorts of random stuff. The main season doesn't matter. But yeah, that is pretty much for moi.
All right. Cool.
So Lucas.
I guess that leaves me.
Indeed.
Lucas Ham.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Howdy. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, howdy, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, howdy. For me, I'm just going to get I wouldn't say it's the bad news, but it feels like bad news when I get to IFL and I'm like, not really anything to update on. Nope. I've checked and I double checked. Not much going on in the fake life. Real life has been putting me through the ringer say in a good way, but it's just work requires work, and it's good.
Funny
it's
how good. That works.
But wow. it has its
novel
seasons.
Idea.
I know, right? But it has its seasons, man, where it just seems like every area, sector, whatever you want to call it, whether it's like my Bible classes, my chaplain sector, whether I'm working with students, teachers and students, and it just all happens at once and just little fires here and there. And so it's been It's been pretty tough, but it comes off of Easter week, which Easter week was really great. Like our family, you know, I'm going to mesh a little Iggle and Iffle. No, Iggle and Earl. But like our family I don't think we've ever done this where we really had like in-depth Bible study prayer times as a family for Holy Week. So every day of the week we were reading scripture, watching the spoken gospel videos. And then on my own, I was doing extra devotionals and just really getting into each day, like what Jesus did, what he said, what the focus was. And it was really cool. Like, it's kind of like to me, it's like Patrick kind of alluded to this when he was talking about, on Claire's birthday and Facebook, it's showing pictures of Claire like 9, 10 years ago. And like, just on this day, you know, so many years ago, except for Jesus, it was like on this day to almost 2000 years ago. Like, it's just cool to like really focus on this is what happened like in the week, and to just feel like you get into the story, and it's just really challenging and inspiring. And the whole thing ended like just the whole week. I mean, it ends perfectly. Jesus raises to life and, you know, Resurrection Sunday. And for me, like I went through this whole Lent season, which is the 40 days leading up to Easter. I didn't really fast from anything in particular. I had moments where like I was just trying to say no to myself and just really deny myself and die to myself. But there were times where it just felt like I was walking through a desert spiritually. Mm. And it was really dry. And it wasn't even like spiritually dry. Like it wasn't that I was like reading the Bible and not like being inspired or not being encouraged, but it was like I really just felt my limitations. Like I felt more tired over the past 40 days. I felt more just limited. Like I felt like I was living in my flesh and really like getting to the point where I either had to rely on God or I was just going to fail miserably. And this was important for me because as I've talked to you guys about, like taking a step back from video games, taking a step back from pretty much anything that I've run to escape life, I've realized that those things had become a crutch for me because when I escaped, I didn't really deal with some of the issues and the problems, and I didn't run to God and get his wisdom, his guidance on how to do something his way and like with him. Because the thing is like when you're walking in step with God, you realize the different situations you're running into, he's already there. Like he's already at work. He's already, you know, so many times like we have the perspective of I'm bringing Christ to the situation. I'm sharing the gospel. I'm sharing the truth. When really God's like, it's about time you showed up. I've been working on your brother. I've been working on your cousin. I've been working on your friend. Like I've been walking with him. It's about time, Lucas, you showed up and actually like did this with me. And so like having that realization that it's him or nothing, like I've really been feeling that through Lent. And when we got to Easter, it was just, it all came to a head and he just showed up. Like it was just a blessing to celebrate his resurrection with new eyes. Like I just saw it all in a different way. I felt it in a different way. I celebrated it in a different way. And he's awesome. And yeah. it was awesome. Amen. Like Easter Sunday, I got back into some of my random Bible studies that I've been doing. And I'm doing, I forget what it's called. It's like Machane Bible study where it does like an Old Testament, a New Testament, a Psalm, and something else. I don't remember, but it does like four different sections. Mm-hmm. And on the day of Resurrection Sunday, just to give a quick highlight of what I read, every single section of scripture I read just connected so perfectly to Resurrection Sunday. Like I read Leviticus 25, which sounds really random, but Leviticus 25 is all about the year of Jubilee. And that is the year when everybody declares
everything freedom. Is redeemed. Yeah.
Everyone's redeemed. Everyone's free. Like there's no debts. There's no nothing. Like they declare it all. And I'm like, I read that on Resurrection Sunday. Like
now just, I have days awesome. Of Elijah in my head.
Random. Yeah. and so I read that and I just was blessed. I was just like, it just felt like God lined it up for me. And I don't know what the statistical analysis of is like of that kind of scripture lining up with. I mean, it's probably more than I realize because there's so much throughout the Old Testament that alludes to Jesus that we don't always see and understand. But it was just awesome to read that. I read Psalm 32, which is called The Joy of Forgiveness. Like, it just is like, hello, like, that's what it's all about. I read Ecclesiastes 8. It's called Wisdom, Authorities, and Inequities. But the last few verses say, this is the writer is Solomon. He's called the teacher. And he says, I observed all the work of God and concluded that man is unable to discover the work that is done under the sun. Even though a man labors hard to explore it, he cannot find it. Even if the wise man claims to know it, he is unable to discover it. And it just like, I read that and I was like, not anymore. Jesus Christ changed all that. Like,
boom.
You just read through it and it's just, he mentions multiple times, like, how can we deal that, you know, oh, there's another one. He says, no one has authority over the wind to restrain. There's no authority over the day of death. And I read that on Easter Sunday, man. And I was like, not today. Today, someone has authority over death. And then the last one I read was 2 Timothy 4. And it was Paul talking to Timothy, his young little brother, as he encouraged him. And he just gave him tips on how to fulfill his ministry through the power of Christ and gave him encouragement, final instructions. And it was really awesome to have kind of those scripture timing moments where God just confirmed, hey, this is the day I have made. And as you rejoice in me, I will guide you, direct you. And it was very encouraging. And I had that happen again this week because, as I alluded to at the beginning of my update, like, this week has been tough. And it kind of felt like, okay, you've celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Now let's put that power to work. And he just pretty much one thing after the other, giving God the chance to work, do his good work through and in me, around me. And it's not easy sometimes because it can be overwhelming, the things happening in the world, the decisions people are making, the things people say, the discouragement, and it's hard not to focus sometimes on negative things going on and difficulty, but he's alive, like, he's with us. And so it's time to put my money where my mouth is, you know, and my money's in Christ, and he's going to prove himself. He's going to show himself, and he just keeps doing it, and he keeps giving me scripture and encouragement and are of the same mind, and it's just awesome. So that's been my God life, God moments at school, home, just God continue to be at work. And yeah. Then besides that, I got a belated birthday present, which was nice. I should go get it. I'm gonna go get it real quick. I'm not gonna go get it. I have these cables all around me. I'm just gonna tell you about it. Uncle Iroh.
Say, don't move.
Funko Pop. I know I can't move because the microphone is up. But I got an Uncle Iroh Funko Pop. And he's holding a little cup of tea, and oh, I can nice. Just hear him being like, can I brew you a cup of tea? I love Uncle Iroh. His jokes and his loyalty and everything about him. I wish I had an Uncle Iroh. That would be awesome. Especially one that, you know, gets as buff as he gets.
I was about to say, he got jacked at the end.
He gets jacked at the end of that, that series. No spoilers. But yeah, so that was a cool little surprise present. And then something random that happened at school today, and just want to share just the random things we do at school. We were doing like a picture time together, me and my sophomores. I'm the homeroom teacher of the sophomore class. And they said, hey, Mr. Ham, during our Bible class, can we just take a few and do some class pictures? So each of the classes at the beginning of the school year got, or the beginning of the semester, got a wind-up camera, like those old disposables that you click and then like you wind it up to then take the next picture. Those aren't as common anymore, but every class got one, and they had to turn them in today. And so they're like, we got to take some pictures before, because they're due. We had 8 pictures left. And so one of the pictures we wanted to do was all the guys were going to jump up and hang on to the goalpost of the soccer goal. And we started to get it, jump up and grab it one by one. And all of a sudden we heard, and we were and everybody let go. And we looked up and we were like, I think it's okay. Did we break it? And we looked, we thought it was all right. And then we walked away and we looked back and we bent it. You look at, and it was one of the main ones. You look at the others, goalposts, and they're all like super straight and level. And then you look at ours, and it's like,
ugh. Oh no,
it's not bent like super noticeable. But once you notice it, you can't not see that it's bent. And so I had to write an email to the athletic director and the principal and be like, I got tricked into.
So here's the
bending.
Thing.
Here's the thing. I'm willing to come in on Saturday and fix it. So yeah, I got to do an incident report. And yeah,
I was about to say, can't you just like flip it so that the bent part's on the ground and the other part is up in the air?
No, there's no bar on the ground. The only thing I can think is someone can get a pole underneath and just like bend it back up. I guess I don't know. It's really heavy duty. So. They might be able to, but yeah. So I'm probably gonna get in trouble at school, get detention or something. That should be fun.
The school chaplain detention.
Yeah,
detention. What are you in for?
Yeah, I bent the thing. So that's me. That's that. That's life. Ham life. All right, that's all for us. How about Yoons? If you want to share what's new with you in your neck of the woods, let's do some quick housekeeping where we offer towels, pillows, top with Andy's candies, and tip you off to how you can connect with the GMGU on Twitter, Discord, Facebook, and Instagram. You can share what's new with you. Just like, hold on, let me increase my brightness. And you can read along, folks. So we're high tech now. Curly Luxurious said, on my way to Miami, wife and three daughters for a 23-hour drive straight through. Good gracious. Mm-hmm. And then all by myself for the drive back. I do not envy you.
No,
wait. Hold on a second. You're just dropping the wife and daughters off and then leaving?
Yeah, I guess so. He gives no other.
Yeah, that doesn't sound. No more context.
That doesn't sound exciting.
So is it 23 hours without stops or with the stops? Because if it's,
I would imagine with the stops.
If it's without the stops, 23 hours, that's easily a 30-hour drive.
No, that's 46 hours for him because he's gonna do it right again.
Well, no, yeah, then he has to come back. Like, well, you got to stop and pee and gas up. You got to pump AP and gas up and all that jazz. So, I want to know what that
taxes and all that.
I need a breakdown of what that 23-hour drive looks like. We need details. What kind of road games are you playing? What pit stops are you making? Do you have a bucket or a bottle to pee in? Like, how does that work as a family by yourself? Give us all the details.
Oh, yeah, we need to know what bottle you're peeing in.
All right, moving on. Turning into the skid. Kevin, Gamer Parents Podcast. Been a few weeks since I shared my update, so here we go. Earl, I had a bump growing on the side of my face, which turned out to be a cyst. Ouch. Had it evicted from my head a couple of days ago. Very good. Still bandaged up and trying to my best to take it easy. Woke up this morning to my stitches bleeding, which has not been very fun.
Ooh. Yeah, that too. I wonder, because I know that he podcasts. I know he games. You know, having that headset, I wonder if it's on the headset.
So like, I don't know if you can see. You probably can't see it on the stream, but I have a big old scar right here.
Oh yeah,
because I had cystic acne growing up, and they're like big old cyst. Mm. I have a spot on my head. I have a bald spot on my head where I had a cyst, and the hair doesn't grow back. So that was always a fun time. So I feel your pain, brother. I do.
Mm.
All right. Well, ouch. Yeah. Hopefully everything works out for you, Kevin.
No doubt. Iffle, I recently signed up for Nintendo Online. That's good because I just recently canceled. So all's right in the world.
One and one.
Yep. And nope. I've been playing a plethora of N64 games that I haven't played for 25 years. I am enjoying these old games way more than I thought I would, of course, because you're using a normal controller, your Switch, and not the jacked-up controller.
That Wave Bird was the worst, or whatever they called it.
Especially such a poorly designed controller.
It's so bad. Like, what? It is. Why would they do that?
It's so badly designed that it's infamous. Like, it's never to be forgotten.
So we're talking about the 64 controller, right?
Yeah. Yep. Why wasn't the joystick on the left and the D-pad in the middle if they wanted to do that?
Because
I'm
telling you. Because it doubles as... If you look at it one way, you've got your standard, you know, thumb stick and the C buttons and all that. Or if you want to, and that's for your typical like 3D, you know, platforming games. Or if you're playing a fighting game, you switch and go to the one on the side where you've got the D-pad. That's how it was supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to work.
Or they could have been future thinking and not doing that middle weird thing and just putting both the D-pad and the joystick.
So they were the first ones to do it. So just saying.
Were they?
They were.
I don't know.
They were the first ones to put that stick in there.
Atari had a stick.
Not like that. They were the
first ones to do it wrong.
But what about channel F? What did they have?
Oh, they had like the, it was like a giant joist type thing.
All right. He said my son and I are racing to see who can get the most stars while I'm enjoying the game. I have to complain about how horrendous camera control was in 3D in 64 games. True.
I will
that.
Concede that. Absolutely.
Yikes.
They don't have that camera for the right thumbstick. Didn't have one.
Mm-mm. Well, the camera, like even like trying to, when I tried to play Zelda Ocarina of Time, like I love that game to death, but yeah, camera's a nightmare.
Well, I have the PS5, the PS3, the PS2, the Xbox 360. I'm never gonna hook up a PS1 because that you just don't have that right thumbstick. You just don't have it.
Yeah,
and playing games without that right thumbstick is so awkward.
Yep, yep.
True. Level up.
The PS1 is all like, here's polygons. It's like, oh my gosh, you have 7 polygons.
But we wouldn't have voxels. If it weren't for polygons, we'd never have voxels. So you got to learn to walk before you fly.
But they were polygons you could cut yourself on. No, they were so sharp.
They push the medium forward, but it's also the worst generation.
Ugly.
Yep. Yeah.
Level up Mania Weekend. Earl, not much this past week. The weather's mostly kept me inside since it's rained literally 5 straight days, and for about 4 of those days, there was no sun. Yuck. Oof. I've worked on some music and tried to figure out the first thing I want to study in terms of skills for my next job search. My birthday's on Saturday, so I'm going to try to enjoy myself this weekend, especially since the weather is taking a turn for the better.
Well, happy early birthday.
Yep. Happy have a good birthday week. Early birthday.
You'll get plenty of cheers. Birthday wishes from me on Saturday. But yes, happy early
Aaron.
Birthday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Iffle, I ran credits on Cassette Beasts right after the last episode.
Heyo.
There you go. Also downloaded Nexomon on Switch, basically a straight Poke clone, but it's more like classic Pokemon, so it scratches a nostalgia itch. More Final Fantasy VII. Afterbirth as well. Yeah. And apparently Pal World just released an update, so I might jump in and see what's that's about.
Full game? Like, is it out of beta now or game preview?
I haven't heard anything about full game.
I was reading that their concurrent users, like, they dropped.
Oh, they super tanked. Yeah. But
hey, as long as you got the faithful, enough to keep it going.
Yeah, you pull the No Man's Sky kind of continuously updating it. You're going to continue to have.
You'll get there,
folks. Yeah,
I don't think they're hurting too much because I'm sure they have made buku loads of money, and they're still like, I don't think they've released the game yet. This is still
they can
all
release
early Pal access.
World 2 while this game is still in beta. Yeah.
Lastly, also, although I'm assuming Bones 2K24 maybe mention it if he's there, WrestleMania is this weekend.
Yes, it is. Happy early birthday. That's why I was like, his birthday is this Saturday. WrestleMania is this weekend. WrestleMania started today. They had a kickoff today at 5:00 Eastern time. Tomorrow is SmackDown, Hall of Fame. And then Saturday, we got WrestleMania Night 1. So Sunday we got WrestleMania Night 2.
So say one, I'm sure you probably have to pay for it or something. say one wanted to watch WrestleMania, how would one do that?
We can talk after the show, and I can provide you I actually pay for Peacock, and there
I have Peacock.
Oh, there you go, right there, Peacock. Well,
there you go.
There you
there
go.
You go.
There you go.
My work here is done.
That was easy. Aaron says, I'm also interested in seeing a movie called Monkey Man. That's
good. Yes, me too. Weekend.
I want to see that. That's another like John Wick style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Yep.
May not be able to fit that in, though, around all the wrestling, though, so I might do it all next week.
I might see if my father-in-law wants to go see that. There's a lot of wrestling
going on this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Aaron, if you go see it, let me know how it is, dude. I wanna know.
Yep, give us the Aaron review.
I want the Aaron review.
Corey said, Earl got an unexpected raise today.
Woo-hoo. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the bosses had us help put a new floor on a trailer.
I'm guessing then.
I mean, that makes sense. We gave you a raise, now do some
work. Yeah, on a trailer, then bought us all food and to grill and
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then bought us all food to grill and must hang out after. Spent the afternoon playing poker and basketball.
Ooh,
at the same time? That sounds like a fun game.
That's poker ball. Poker ball, yeah.
Basket ochre.
What'd you just call me? Babe?
Lock your mouth, son.
You basket ochre.
Wow. We have so many titles for the show. We're just gonna have
to how dare you guys? Making them up.
All right. Iffle, mostly just SO with my wife and two close friends.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun with a group running dungeons. Might be getting into another game or tell with a friend, but not sure yet.
Corey, you gotta work on your grammar,
okay? You're killing me.
what is going on?
Or tell with a friend.
Just gonna drop a bless your heart right there. Bless
your heart. Corey, I forgot to mention that there was alcohol also provided.
Oh man, Corey, we love you too, brother.
Yeah,
love you.
We love you, Corey.
We only make fun of those we love. So
yeah, despite all your grammar mistakes, we love you.
Trust me, I get in trouble with my grammar in class all the time. Like I'm constantly writing. I don't even know why I write stuff on the board, but I'll get halfway through a word and be like, "That doesn't look right."
So how do you spell unnecessary? You know what?
Oh my gosh, stop.
It's unnecessary for me to spell it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
I felt like half the time I was just like, you know what? Let's just erase that. I'm just going to put a simpler word here.
Yep. How many N's, C's, or S's are there? I will never know.
I don't know.
I-S-S-I. Oh, no, it makes me think of...
I before E, except after C, except it's an S, not a C.
Dang. It makes me think of Dimitri Martin when he's trying to spell banana. Banana. Shoot!
B-A-N-A. Banana.
Dang.
I before E, except after C, and when sounding like A, as in neighbor or way.
And you're going to be wrong no matter what you say.
Exactly.
Because that's English.
I'm going to have to find that meme where it puts out a whole super long sentence that completely contradicts that whole.
Yes.
I love it. I've seen that too. Yeah.
But
all right. Last joiner, TP, Captain Bacon himself. He starts out with Eagle, attended a funeral for the brother of a childhood friend. So he got cancer last year, was only 62. Mm-hmm. The funeral was in the church I grew up in and where my dad's funeral was. To say I was a little anxious, but we prayed, gave our condolences, and caught up with some folks who I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah,
bittersweet, for sure. Earl, I got nada. Nothing new here. Very happy lately. So maybe that is new? Ha ha.
That's always good. I hope that's new to report.
Actually, he didn't do a question mark, so he's like, so maybe that is new. Ha ha.
Ha.
There we go. Ha. Ha
ha.
Iffle.
It's like a killer sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep going.
Iffle, I'm still trying to get through the Lego Skywalker saga. I have two prequels left, and I am done. D-O-N-E. Done. Normal Fortnite with friends and Forza. I need to get back to Hellblade. Speaking of, I really, really do not care about frame rate in story-based games. If it was a competitive shooter or a racing sim, sure. I get that. The Last of Us barely ran 30 FPS in 1080p, and that's a masterpiece. Masterpiece. Off my soapbox. Love you.
See, that's in response to finding out that Hellblade 2 will be
is locked only at 30 FPS.
Will be locked at 30 on the console. Nerve. But, but not on PC.
I get it, Tim. I totally understand. I'm still going to play Hellblade 2.
100%.
Yeah, I'll still play.
But like, why is it locked at 30?
And they don't have an option to do frame rate versus quality. Like that's,
I really feel like most things at this point should be at 60.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're like their prime. I know they're being released on PC, but like their prime spot is on Xbox, where they supposedly have the most powerful console on the market. So like, why wouldn't you? But they're saying like, oh, we want it to be cinematic. Okay, great. Give people the option to do it.
Yeah, I don't really care about the cinematic.
Yeah, but I totally get what he's saying though.
But that being said, like I said in the Married to the Games Discord, whenever Chris McCracken had posted about that, whatever mode they have Hellblade on for Xbox, on Series X or S, it is buttery smooth and looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's at 30. I don't know.
Xbox really does a good job with games that are at a lower FPS. They have the way that it runs, it does run smoother. Luckily, I have a TV that also has a smoothing option that makes stuff look like it's
butters all your games.
Yeah.
Biscuits. Yes, it does. Yeah. It's
your bread games.
Yeah, it does make it like if you ever watch like daytime TV and they always have the faster frame rate. Yeah. So it feels like when I put that on, it does feel like it is a faster frame rate. So I'm lucky to do that. So when a game comes out and it's 30 FPS, I don't really care. You know, I'll put on that option, which makes it a little bit smoother. It kind of what it does, I don't know how it does it, but it anticipates the next movement, and because it anticipates that, it looks like it's smoother. When there's like what action TV movies,
it's like an omniscient television.
Okay,
that's creepy.
But in action movies, it's not really that good because there's too much going on. It doesn't know how to anticipate what the next movement is as much as like anything else. So like a John Wick movie, when there's action sequences in dark areas, it's not really that good. But like anything else, it's like a game. It does really well. So whenever I see 30 FPS, I don't really care. Like I'm over here playing a PS3. I'm playing PS2 games.
Fair.
You know, like earlier I played WWE, you know, 2K13 and 14 on this TV, and I could care less about frame rate. I do prefer 60 FPS, but if it's not there, I don't care.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If you would rather folks connect with us, not personally, but visually and spectatorily, there is YouTube and Twitch, just FOYO information.
And we're going to be back on YouTube. We're going to have a video.
Right.
Oh my gosh. We're
One more. We got YouTube. That's right. And Mark is streaming. So
that's
check
the other
us
thing
out.
I forgot to do.
You
did.
Oh my lord.
You're
streaming
you didn't
again.
Tell
bro.
Us about your stream at all, man.
Yeah. So I'm back. I came back to streaming this past weekend. Stream. I'm mainly gonna stream Fortnite. That's what I'm doing.
Wonderful.
I'm doing what I like. So, and it's probably not gonna be a weekly thing. It's probably gonna be like an every other week thing. So, next stream will be not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
Finally, on Patreon in our merch page, you can support and gear up with us. So click that one link to rule them all, either in the show notes or you can type it out real quick, linktree.com/thegmgpod. Of course, if you can't toss your attention or a coin to your podcasters, but are still the giving type, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser and Spotify. It helps us reach new joiners through stars, exclamation marks, and your feedback. So let your voice be heard, literally, if you prefer, at 929-GMG-GUYS. All righty then. Pat, Mark, and Ryan, along with you, our beloved friends, family, and joiners, go get your good morning this week, and may God bless and guide your lives as you live, as you work, and as you game.
1, 2, 3, 4.